The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Welcome to the program, everybody. It is another gorgeous day in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area. And those of you who are further up north and still getting the frigid blow of everything that's been taking place over the last couple of weeks, I'm sorry. At least we get a little bit of an intermittent break here and there. But that's why we do the program. See, you can get excited now. You can listen to the things that we have in store for you. And this program is really significant in that we're going to kind of look at a symptom of the last couple years, but it's one really that's gone on forever and ever. What am I talking about? We're talking about you're being wiped out, tired, burned out, and have absolutely no energy. It's called chronic fatigue patterns. And we're going to give you some snippets of how to handle that. And coming up this Wednesday evening, the 9th of February already, Dr. Jerry Coward, who is my guest today on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, will be your host at the Rozelle Center for Healing. And he's going to be talking about just that. All those little things that make you not want to do anything, that you're tired. You can't get out of the chair. You burned out. You can't understand why you don't have the oomph. Your muscles are too tired and so forth. Chronic fatigue patterns, that's the definition of it. But, you know, absolutely, how do you get that back? Well, that's what we're going to start talking about today, and we're going to continue that discussion this Wednesday, the 9th of February, at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. We're approximately a half a mile off the National Capitol Beltway, real easy to get to. And, you know, with the weather being actually accommodating, we'd love to invite you into our facility. And by the way, we want you to know that the Rozelle Center is extremely safe. We have all kinds of HEPA filters around the place, bombarding and knocking everything out. Our staff is masked, and we, you know, encourage you to be comfortable, to relax, you know, when you come in, because you're going to be just fine. Dr. Coward, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me once again.
Yeah, it's fun. It's always a good time. You know, this is like a continuation of conversations that you and I and all the docs have in the office on an ongoing basis. We just get to do it for everybody else, you know, on the programs. Want to start out with just kind of walking through the last couple years. You know, people come into the office now and they seem to be more exhausted, if you will, use that term, more tired. They don't have the energy. They don't have the spark. They don't have the oomph. They don't have the push that they used to have. And it may be a sign of the times for a lot of different reasons, but when we're talking about fatigue patterns, we're talking about, I'm too tired to participate. I don't have the oomph. I don't have what I used to have. It's really multidimensional. It has to do with things that have happened to them physically, meaning injury patterns, but biochemical, bioelectrical, all the stuff that surrounds us, even, you know, some of the vaccinations, whether they're flu vaccinations or COVID vaccinations or anything else. We see people kind of get burned out after a while till the body begins to process and so forth. But the emotional impact is another one. And then we do the chemistries and we see all kinds of things. So walk us through it a little bit. What are people who come in and they say that they're tired, that, you know, they just don't have it anymore. They don't have the push. And we're seeing this at younger and younger ages all the time. What does that picture look like? Why is it that we're having to deal with this? You know, when I grew up, you know, we had more damn energy than any five people could have, and we just kept on. But maybe I'm getting, you know, those older eyes of mine are getting retrospective, and they're not as clear as they used to be. But from your platform, what is it?
Yeah, there's a lot that is clearly going on, especially in the past couple of years. You know, you have, you know, you want to use COVID, you have the actual infection itself, like for those individuals who have actually had COVID, whether once or multiple times. And all the other environmental factors that has gone along with the onset of COVID, like the lockdowns, the having to work from home, the having to do schools from home. So you have the neuroemotional effects that are going on with this as well. And then, of course, you can have change in dietary patterns. You know, the food quality, especially in the United States, is way different than what it was maybe back when you were my age.
Very careful with tying too many ears to that.
Yeah, of course.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So there's a lot of aspects that are different, not even, you know, say like 5 years ago versus about maybe when you were my age, but again, going back to even like 2 years, 3 years, and even last year. So there's a lot of pieces that I feel like that cause common stress that are kind of exponentially skyrocketing, especially in the most recent years with that.
I want to remind our listeners that we're here today live at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give us a call. I'd love to talk to you on anything. If you've been, you know, going to your physician and say, I don't feel good, or, you know, the interesting piece about fatigue patterns, it can be neuromuscular. You're putting up with, your body is sore, and you're taking whatever it is that you're taking on ongoing basis. These things are extremely depleting to the body's chemical and neuromuscular pathways. And we want to encourage you to understand that there's so many sidebars or side effects to so many of these things. And this is something that if you can identify what they are, you can actually fix them. And that's going to be what we're going to be doing this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing, the 9th of February. And we'd love to see you there. Join us. All you have to do is go to rosellecare.com, scroll down, hit the button, and say register, and we'll make sure that we save a seat for you, or simply call the office, 703-698-7117, and I promise you, this will be, it could be the beginning of getting your energy back. And so many of you are sitting there saying, you know, I haven't had any energy since I was 12. Well, so there's a lot of 12-year-olds now that don't have any energy as well. Dr. Cowart, let's talk about this chronic fatigue pattern. And I'm going to start out that way, and I'm going to take it in different areas. But chronic fatigue, you know, simply means that you're always wiped out. What are some of the presentations? What are some of the triggering mechanisms?
Yeah, so unfortunately, we're dealing with, you know, depending on which year gets reported, there's studies out there that says anywhere between 800,000 to over 2 million individuals deal with chronic fatigue patterns each year. And coincidentally enough, about half of those are reported to some extent, some sort of previous or active viral patterns associated with that. And not necessarily just COVID, but it can be any other types of viral patterns as well. So that's kind of an interesting relation that studies have found. But it can really come from a few different areas. I mentioned viral patterns. It can also be you know, the constant physical stress that someone's under, like if someone has a very heavy labor intensive occupation, or someone who's like, say, a bodybuilder who's under a lot of physical stress for recreation reasons, dietary patterns can definitely do it. High sugar content, high carb loading content foods can definitely cause fatigue patterns as well. So it's kind of interesting when it comes to fatigue as a physician that sometimes it could be tricky to diagnose the cause of it because it can come from many different aspects, but in a way it can sometimes be easy to treat because if you're able to identify it, the fatigue symptom can often kind of go away on its own once you start resolving the other issues that was causing.
I want to retouch on something that you brought up a minute ago, and you said any viral patterns. Well, the chronic fatigue pattern, if people have any kind of intimacy with this thing, they're going to go to a virus called Epstein-Barr virus. And that's one that, by the way, 100% of the population over the age of 21, 22 years old has antibodies to the Epstein-Barr viral pattern. It's because you've been exposed to it. And like any virus that you get exposed to, particularly repetitively, you're going to develop an immune response to it. You're going to develop an antibody protection. And it's only when you're overall health begins to debilitate, you begin to show the symptoms, or it becomes exaggerated to a place where now you have a real problem with it. But it's Epstein-Barr virus, very likened to when, you know, we were kids and we heard the term the kissing disease. Well, that was mononucleosis. Well, those are monocytes, which are types of white blood cells that are basically markers that say you got a problem that's going on. So I think that's what you're talking about. And but let's walk that through. What happens? And well, let's take that piece, and then we're going to go into other. What happens that causes these viral patterns to now become a problem, that our body no longer can handle them? We don't have the, you know, the defense mechanism to deal with it. What's the trigger mechanism?
Yeah, so with these chronic viral patterns, even if it's just an exposure to, as you mentioned, they're going to constantly be producing your white blood cell immune cell to help constantly fight against it and keep it calm, keep it subdued, kind of like a volcano in a sense. And whenever your body starts getting under tremendous amounts of stress, that's when the volcano can basically erupt, and now you really have a problem with these issues. So your body is constantly trying to fight and sequester and to quell the virus. In this case, we're talking Epstein-Barr. When there's too much of a stress pattern that is stimulating the overproduction of these immune cells, you can get things like inflammation buildup, and all that is going to constantly tax all of your stress receptors and your stress glands, i.e. your adrenal glands, which is just going to further perpetuate the fatigue patterns. And then you get into chicken or the egg, where are you having the fatigue patterns because of the response of the virus? Are you having the fatigue patterns of everything else that's causing an issue to your adrenal glands? And then ultimately it's allowing the virus to express itself, and it can be sometimes in both manners.
You know, it's an interesting paradigm when you talk about fatigue, because there's some people that get into a habit of not being able to support all the needs of their body. So they get depressed, right? And sometimes it's a physical support mechanism. You know, they're too fat and they're too sloppy and so forth. And that perpetuates its own. I don't want to get up. I don't want to stretch. I don't want to go for a walk. I don't want to do this. And then, you know, they're people that for some reason can't hold themselves responsible to moving through the paradigm. But that's the emotional side. And there's a lot of other pieces. You know, we've been bombarded, if you will, with a lot of craziness over the last two years. And everywhere you turn, there's differentiating opinions and people say, oh my God. And that's just enough to make us all tired. But then you got the biochemical pieces, you know, things you eat you shouldn't, things you need more of, you don't get enough of. And it's like getting a car, right? That needs 93, 94 octane, and you're putting cheap in it. You're putting 87 or 89 in it because whatever, you know, the excuse is, that car is not going to have the impact, the power, the push, the torque that it was designed to have. Body's the same way. And then, so you put together that, the inability to exercise, stretch, you put together the bombardment of the mental, emotional side. And now you got somebody who's just, it's like you took the stanchions out. You took the pins out. They're going to fall flat on their butt. I know when you see a patient, that's part of it. Does that typically show up, you know, on all of these patients, or can there be biochemistry that we really have to look at? I want to get into talking about thyroid functions a little bit later and things of that nature. But what do you see? I know I got to give you about 30 seconds to answer that question, but we'll get into the second pass. So what you get to say at this point is yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, good. So we're gonna come back after some very important messages. I'm sorry I preluded into that with such a long commentary. Anyway, you're listening to Dr. Tomer's Alive. We're going to have some fun with this chronic fatigue pattern. And Dr. Jerry Coward is my guest, your presenter, this Wednesday night, the 9th, at the Results Center for Healing. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some important messages. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday at high noon. My guest today, Dr. Jerry Cowart. We're talking about something that is way too prevalent in our society, something that I wish I had a magic wand and I could bring everybody up to the level that they needed to be. And what we're talking about is I'm too tired to participate, chronic fatigue patterns on many levels. That's the subject of our program at the Results Center for Healing this Wednesday evening. And we'd love to invite you to be our guest. All you have to do is go online at rozellecare.com, R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E.com, and register for the class, and we will save a seat for you. And or 703-698-7117 and register that way. Either way, we want you to be our guest, and you will be perfectly, absolutely safe in our environment. We have HEPA filters, which knocks out every viral pattern you can possibly think of, and they're constantly flowing. And we have space that, you know, you'll be able to move around, stretch out, and do. So join us, please. I promise you it'll be a great environment. Dr. Jerry Cowart's my guest today, and you're a presenter this Wednesday evening. Dr. Cowart, welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's talk about one pattern that can cause enormous pain, but also, and I say pain, I led with that. I mean, most people wouldn't realize that, but a tremendous fatigue pattern. And we're talking about the thyroid gland. And let's talk about the fatigue first, and then I'll touch upon why it can cause structural problems. And that may be the clue that that's the problem after we go through it. But thyroid is one of those situations that is prevalent throughout our whole society, and it's affecting far more people than what they even though if they're in laboratory parameters and their doctors say, well, you know, you're normal. Well, what's normal on the lab tests may not be normal for that patient, and that's our problem. But let's talk a little bit about that. Why does it knock people out?
Yeah, like you mentioned, I see thyroid very, very commonly, and more so now than I did maybe when I first started. It's very prevalent. And what's interesting is that the thyroid gland, and I touched on the adrenal glands earlier, being your stress hormone, is that they actually share some biochemistry. So when you're constantly under tremendous amount of fatigue patterns and it's stressing out and taxing out your adrenal glands, your body wants to protect itself and keep it alive. So if your body's going to use nutrients in a certain hierarchy, so your adrenal glands are going to be a lot more important to your system than your thyroid gland. So a lot of common nutrients that they share will go to your adrenal glands first, which in turn will cause thyroid dysfunction. When we have thyroid dysfunction, obviously that's going to be a huge part. It's going to perpetuate the fatigue patterns as well. When we have very high carb heavy dietary patterns, things like your breads and your pastas and all that stuff, that can also definitely deplete and cause thyroid dysfunction, or at least give a contributing factor to it. And then as you mentioned, you know, with thyroid dysfunction, there's also the pain patterns that could be associated with it as well. And what we do in applied kinesiology, we know that there is your teres minor muscle, which is a muscle located in your shoulder, can be very tender and tight and not functioning appropriately. So oftentimes when people have shoulder problems or shoulder pain or dysfunction, that's, you know, something I look at as well to see, okay, maybe it's coming from a thyroid problem.
You know, the interesting piece with thyroid presentations, the fatigue pattern can be very devastating, actually. You get to the patient to where the doctor says, well, you have a chronic fatigue pattern. They do the lab work, and you say, well, is it my thyroid? And the doctor looks at the lab work and says, no, your lab work's fine. The problem is that the lab ranges are so skewed, being too high and too low, they're not fine for the patient in front of you. And then you have to look at many different other pathways that produce conditions like a Hashimoto's thyroiditis, an autoimmune condition, how much of the hormone is to actually be taken into the system. And most traditional, you know, thank you, ma'am, examinations, they may do a TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, and a T4, which is thyroxine, but it doesn't tell you anything. It has to be what's the active hormone, which is T3, how much of that is actually being converted and being available, and how much that is actually get into the system. But you have to look at the symptomological representation, then look at the laboratory work and see if it makes sense. But you talked about the shoulder. The teres minor muscle is an external rotator of the shoulder. And if it's not working the way it's supposed to, your shoulder is going to kind of rotate forward and your hands are going to go inward and you're going to feel this constant pull. And anteriorly, the anterior, the front part of the shoulder is going to be painful and could be swollen and, you know, it's popping and so forth. But here's the piece I was leading to. And I said, there's another part to it. If you get up in the morning and you have a headache that goes away after a while and you get to move around a little bit, that kind of around general, sick headache, that's a thyroid headache until proven otherwise, particularly if it goes away. Very diagnostic of that. It's called a hat band headache. and it happens to so many people, but that's really where it's coming from. How much of that is overlooked in the general community, in the allopathic world, if you will?
Very, very commonly, as you mentioned, all of those different blood panel markers that we would try to look for. Most of the time when people come in that say, I think it may be my thyroid because maybe my mom had thyroid problems or whatever, and they get their blood panels done from your typical allopathic doctor, typically we see a TSH, and we're lucky if we get anything more than that.
Dr. Carr, we're going to pick that back up. We'll get him up to a break. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it's important we stay on our clock because of news and so forth. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. My guest today, Dr. Jerry Cowart. We're talking about your fatigue pattern. We're going to show you how to fix it. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some very important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Yep, we're right here, Sunday. It's high noon, well, that hour that we begin with, and we get to stay here for the rest of the year, which is a really great thing. We want to encourage you to check out our websites. Go to drtomrozelle.com, go to rozellecare.com, and take a walk through. You can spend quite a bit of time there. We have all kinds of information for you. But for this coming Wednesday evening, Dr. Jerry Cowart, who's my guest today, and we're talking about chronic fatigue patterns. That's how you register for the class. It's real simple. Go to rozellecare.com, scroll down, hit the button, says register here, make it happen, or simply call the office at 703-698-7117. If you have any questions outside the program, just go to drtomrozelle.com, and I promise you, I will answer you during the week, and we'll get back and try to make that happen for you. But this is an important program. We're talking about fatigue patterns. Way too many people today have basically no energy. They're fatigued. We've talked a little bit about, in touch different areas of adrenal fight flight. We talked a little bit about what happens with thyroid dysfunction. The thyroid, and I'm going to go back to that, but then I want to really get into a couple other things. Give us a call, by the way, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. We're here, we're live, and we'll take your questions on anything that you want to know on this subject or virtually anything else. So just, let us know. Dr. Cowart, welcome back. Let's talk a little bit more about that thyroid hormone. Yes. And then I want to get into, we talked about Epstein-Barr virus and the old mononucleosis and chronic fatigue pattern, which is significant. And you treat any viral pattern very much like you would treat any other viral pattern. You have to bring up immunological responses. You have to find the things that will blunt its capacity. You get your body's immune system to step in and control it. Nothing from the outside can do it. Your body has to be looked at. We look at structural injury patterns and biochemical insults and emotional stresses. The thyroid, we touched upon a little bit, but the active hormone, T3, which is the conversion of T4 that's produced in the thyroid in the presence of tyrosine, which is an amino acid, with some trace minerals and a little bit of iodine, providing the thyroid can receive them, meaning the inflammation is low, produces T4. T4 then goes to the liver, and the liver has to convert that T4 into T3, and it needs certain nutrients. So my question is not all of the chemistry behind it. My question is simply this. If you need T3, it's the major kickstarter, if you will, for multiple pathways within the body. But let's talk about this energy cycle. It works within the cells themselves to upregulate energetics. Where does it target? What's going on with it? Why is it so important to the overall energy platform of the body? Somebody who has even a borderline thyroid condition can be awful, can feel terrible, can feel run down, can't get its energy back. What are we looking at? What are some of the pieces of this thing that cause hypothyroidism in a low energy fatigue pattern?
Yeah, as you mentioned, the T3 is your active hormone with that. And so there's a lot of pieces and a lot of steps that happen within the thyroid to get to that active piece that's ultimately going to go to different organ systems within the body. And oftentimes we find that there is many issues that happen before we even get to the T3 that causes the the fatigue patterns to occur because we can't produce the T3. And most of those issues happen, you know, within the thyroid or something more further upstream into the thyroid and causing the thyroid to constantly be beat up and tear down.
Well, your citric acid cycle, your Krebs cycle pattern, which produces energetics for the cells. There's things, and I'm going to throw these out there just to tell our listeners, you heard it once, it's something called ATP and ADP. What that really means is something called adenosine triphosphate and adenosine diphosphate. But what's important about that, just, you know, for all of you that are listening, just say, well, I heard that someplace before. I really don't know what it means, but here's the deal. These are the energy impactors that allow the cell to produce its thrust, if you will. It's the car engine within each individual cell of your body, and it needs certain things. T3, the active portion of thyroid hormone, is one of the things that will go into those cycles to help perpetuate the production of those energy pieces, that ATP and ADP. And we look at that all the time, but you can trace it all the way back to thyroid function or the conversion of that T4 into T3. And everybody's sitting there and saying, oh my God, what the hell did he say? Well, we won't go any further on that. We'll just let them know that that happens. I want to take that because it's the same thing now that triggers the production in the body of testosterone.
Right.
And whether it's guys producing it from the testicles or all of us producing it from the outer shell of that system you talked about earlier, the adrenal glands. So how does that connection, and we mentioned HPA axis before, how does that connection work, or in this situation, not working quite as well as it should? So our overall, whether we measured a guy's testosterone or a woman's testosterone, it's going to be low.
Yeah, so again, when we talked about the chronic stress patterns and chronic fatigue taxing out your adrenal glands are basically the forefront, the starting of where your sex hormones occur. So your adrenal glands produce your androgens, which are going to be your precursors to all of your sex hormones. So if we're constantly taxing out the adrenal glands and they're constantly going, eventually they're going to be super depleted and not be able to produce all the different hormones that they would normally do, including the precursors to your sex hormones. And in this case, we're talking your testosterone.
Yeah, here's an interesting situation because people who have low thyroid almost always have low testosterone as well, or low testosterone, they have low thyroid. And neither one of them can may be completely depleted or at the, you know, down around your toenails, but they're low enough for that person that says, yeah, this is what's really going on. So you have to look at environmental impact. We know that stress will knock out both of those things. Ongoing stressful patterns will drop testosterone levels like crazy. Environmental stresses, meaning things like plastics and xenoestrogenics and all of our incoming cell phone and iPads and computer screens and so forth, they're putting out an EMF, a low voltage electromagnetic field that causes a blockage of the attachment of these necessary things. And then we run these hormones on people and they're down around people's toenails. It's like craziness. We're seeing more and more of it all the time. We're seeing young guys, you know, in their 30s with low testosterone. There's a friend of mine the other day that I looked at his testosterone level because he was complaining that he was really tired. Now, this guy is a shaker and a mover and a pusher and so forth, but he's constantly on his cell phone and so forth. And for a man who I would expect to be quite high, he was normal, but he was low normal. But the symptom process, the dragginess, the having to get a nap all the time was making things worse. But here's the piece I want you to touch upon. Inflammation is the key component to the inability to transport any hormone into the body. And when you have somebody who is suffering from chronic fatigue, either from injury patterns that are chronic that they're putting up with or taking medication to keep under control, or it's an ongoing stressful environment, or they're eating things that they shouldn't be eating, is going to alter that situation. talk to us a little bit about why inflammatory reactions, in my opinion, is the key to so much of this.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you are talking about inflammation, if you were to try to visualize it within your system, think of this barrier in a sense. So the inflammation acts like a barrier and surrounds the receptor sites at different targets within the body that basically prevents your hormones to attach to those receptors, meaning your hormones aren't able to get into the cells to stimulate the various functions within the body. So when you're dealing with inflammation, it basically acts like a defensive layer that says, no transport's happening. No progress is being happened. And yes, those inflammation patterns can be caused by biochemical platforms, the inappropriate diets. It can be caused by chronic pain patterns and muscle fatigue. So you're talking about those previous chronic injury patterns that you had mentioned. Inflammation can be caused by a lot of different things.
I want our listeners to think about inflammation in this way. It's a wall. It's a barrier. It's stopping things from going from one side of that wall into the other side where it needs to be utilized, right? So here's the problem. The wall is not a typical wall. Inflammation is acidic. And so when you hear the word inflammatory reaction, think about acidity. Acidity destroys and breaks things down. Now you have a double-edged sword. Now you're not only getting the things into the cell that you should be getting into, but in addition to that, you're destroying the tissue that's there. So the longer the inflammatory reaction continues over a period of time, the inflammatory pathway continues to cause multiple problems. So you got to put the fire out, so to speak, metaphorically. And then you have to supply the right thing. See, you can supply thyroid hormone. You can supply testosterone. You can supply DHEA and all the precursors to this stuff. But if it can't get into the cell because of the chronic pain pattern, if it can't get into the cell because of the constant irritation of exposure to something, if it can't get into the cell because we're eating things that we shouldn't be eating, it doesn't make any difference what we throw at it. It's still going to continue to be problematic. Is that your experience?
Oh, absolutely. And to further piggyback off of that, we did touch upon this the last time we spoke about inflammation, is that continuing to give insult to injury to all these issues that are causing inflammation, we'll use the example of if you're continuously eating foods you shouldn't be eating, what ends up happening with the inflammation as it continues to destroy the tissues and break down the tissues, that actually is going to cause a feedback mechanism higher up in your neurology that's going to further stimulate the adrenal glands to continue to produce more of your stress hormones. So it just becomes this never-ending cycle. So basically, if we can eliminate those original issues like the previous injuries or the dietary patterns and all that stuff, it actually really makes healing and giving those different supplementations that you mentioned way more effective and a lot faster response as well.
888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. That's where we are right now. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Cowart will continue this conversation with you on chronic fatigue, whether it's a muscular fatigue where you start doing a few things and you just can't seem to move beyond it, whether it's a fatigue pattern emotionally and it's just everything seems to be shutting down. You can't get the motivation anymore. That internal drive is not there, or it's a biochemical piece that means the fuel is not there. You can't transport the fuel into the tissue. That's the important. This sickness is resolvable, but it has to be understood which piece. So this Wednesday evening, join us at the Roselle Center for Healing in Fairfax. Real simple. All you have to do is go to RoselleCare.com and check it out. Push the button, said register here, or call the office, 703-698-7117, and register for the class. Be our guest. I promise you, you're going to be very safe in our practice. It's been scrubbed down, wiped down, filtered, and it continually is on an ongoing basis. So, we're proud to say that we haven't had anybody get anything from our platform. So join us. You'll see what happens when you get in. The first thing you walk in, you see a big HEPA filter sitting there, and then you see all kinds of little HEPA filters, ionizers throughout the hallways, then the treatment rooms and so forth. And we'd love to take you on a tour, too. If you know, when you come, if you'd like to see the office, you've never been there before, Dr. Cowart will walk you through it, or one of our staff members will walk you through it as well. So join us, and I think you'll have a lot of fun doing that. Let's continue this conversation, because it's a really important one. We all want to have energy to be able to do things in our world. Athletes have to have the muscular energy to do marathon events. We have to have the explosive power to be able to step up and move forward. A little while ago, I talked about something called the Krebs cycle, the citric acid cycle, which really works intimately with muscles. There's specific nutrients that are used by those cycles to give us the muscular power, if you will. You know, some people start doing a little bit of something and they get totally wiped out. And it comes from oxygen, inability to transport oxygen, or the buildup, if you will, of too much carbon dioxide in the body. How do we identify the need for that quickly, and what can be done to modify it and see if that's the situation?
Yeah, there's certain applied kinesiological tests that we can do in the office where we can challenge people's breathing patterns. We can challenge people's muscular response systems in certain patterns to see if we're dealing with aerobic versus anaerobic type issues within the body. Then there's also, you know, blood tests that can, blood panels that can be ran to check for, you know, iron levels and B12 levels and things of that nature. So that way we can kind of identify specific parts in those different cycles that could be nutritionally deficient.
So I got a question for you. When it comes to iron and B12 and folic acid and so forth, we run a test, and or the patient brings in the test. That's a better positioning anyway. They bring in their blood work. It's called a complete blood count, which is your red blood cells, your white blood cells, the fractions of that, something called hemoglobin, things called mean corpuscular volume and so forth. But their doctor says that they're fine. And you take a look at them and say, that's not so good. What's the differentiation?
We use more functional ranges. So I always equate it to if you have a student that is an A student, and then you notice the grades are starting to get into like the B range and then get into the C range. Well, you don't necessarily start getting them a tutor once they've hit the F range. You want to start getting them a tutor once they're in that B to C range if they're normally at A range. Your blood work should work the same way. Oftentimes when you're looking at it from the medical platform and your lab ranges, that's going to be your true pathological issue. That's the alert part of it. When we're looking at it, we're looking at functional ranges. So we're going to have a much smaller, narrow vision on those blood works. And when you start getting too close to either direction, high or low, then those functional ranges, that starts to tell us, okay, we're starting to trend into a problem that we need to catch before it becomes a bigger problem.
Yeah, I want to applaud you. That's probably one of the best analogies I've ever heard of explaining a lab test. It's perfect. You know, it's, you know, you're somebody who's doing AB work in school is really doing a good job. Somebody who is lower than that, they've been ignoring things for a while, but we're going to get into it. That was excellent. Thank you. I'm going to use that. I'm going to steal that from you. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We'll be right back after some very important messages.
News Talk 105.9.
WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live as you do every Sunday at high noon in the Washington metropolitan area. Those of you around the country, you know the drill. You know how many hours are separating us one from the other. And as always, our favorite people are men and women in uniform who have supported us, protect us, and are the reason that we get to do what we do today. I thank you so very much. Don't know how you find us. I keep saying that every week, but you do, and it's from all over the globe. So if you ever feel that you're ignored in any way, please just give me a call, and I'll make sure that you never are. But thank you so very much. My guest today, Dr. Jerry Cowart, will be your host, your presenter, this Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock at the Rizal Center for Healing. It's the 9th of the month already. That's like craziness. and this year is just blowing by. Do you realize we've been in this nut environment for the last, oh my God, it's been, what, 2 years now, over 2 years coming up in March? Sue and I were talking last night that I've got to go to Florida to teach and to take a couple classes. And I was musing over the fact that 2 years from this March, I was at a conference in Florida. Things were just starting to break down. And my son calls me and he said, Dad, get home. Washington's going to shut down. I said, you're out of your mind. And so he convinced me and I got in the plane a day early and came back. And sure enough, that's what took place. And it's been that long. This, you know, I was telling you off air that this last Friday night, there's a very dear friend of mine who's a Roman Catholic priest who came into the Washington area, and he's the president of a Franciscan university out in the Midwest, and they have a convention downtown, and I drove him down after we had dinner together in the Virginia side of the Beltway, and it was the first time I had been downtown in 2 years. I have not been downtown. I get to do the program remotely, so I don't have to go to the studio. And so that's, you know, that's been a pleasure. Matter of fact, if I ever have to go back to the studio again, I think I'm going to be upset because that's another hour or so out of my time going back and forth both ways. But as long as the only thing that I miss by not being in the studio, I don't get to see Jeff. But I hear him all the time. And, you know, I tell him that he's a chicken and not getting online so I can see him on our platform because I can see you and we go back and forth. Dr. Coward, this Wednesday evening, you're going to present probably, as far as I'm concerned, one of the most important subjects right. that you can present. Tell me what you're going to do and what we're going to cover.
Yeah, it's really important because you look around and either it's yourself or someone you know is dealing with some sort of stress, whether it's your mental, emotional stress, which is probably your most common, or your structural stress, or your biochemical stress, or some combination of the three. And so we're going to break all three of those components down and how they affect, you know, these chronic fatigue patterns. You know, we'll go into more specifics like the thyroid, the adrenal glands, blood sugar handling, all those good nuggets of information. And then we'll talk about different things that can be used to treat chronic fatigue patterns, both what you can do at home to help mitigate the stress levels and, you know, some of the things that we'll do in our office for treatment, such as, you know, the chiropractic care and acupuncture and nutritional components and things of that nature. And then, you know, if we can have some fun, we may do a couple like demos throughout the lecture and all that good stuff and answer any questions you may have.
You know, our in-house programs are extraordinary. They, you know, we cover so much information, so much detail, and try to give back to our community at a level that nobody else does. And it's important, not just, you know, obviously we'd love to be part of your healthcare team. We'd love to be able to help you and to treat you and to get you on the right path. But equally as important is that you get the information. Remember, there's no obligation for coming. We'd love to have you there. And, you know, sometimes I show up and sometimes I'm around the corner listening to the whole thing. And sometimes I go to the back of the room and I get to say hello to a lot of you that I've never met before. But this program particularly, in light of everything that's been going on, I've seen so much debilitation from lack of function, lack of motivation and so forth. But you know, we've all adapted. As I said earlier, you know, I get to do the program now from my home. If you go online and you look up the program, most of these are visually recorded. So you get to see what I look like and you're going to see my crazy office at home with, you know, floor to ceiling books and so forth. And so when you call, you know, like I said, I miss getting into the studio, but it's like I'm spoiled. I don't get to see Jane, you know, who's my call screener. I don't get to see Jeff, who's my engineer, but I get to talk to them and I can call them up and harass both of them periodically. And they're great people. They've been with us a long, long time, but it's just a different world. But all of those things, you know, for those of you who have been subject to the negativities of everything that's taken place, the emotional impact, and we think about it with our kids, the lack of motivations, you know, for our children to go out and do things because they've been locked down there at home, the masking, which is a whole different, you know, story. The CDC just came out with an interesting publication from Johns Hopkins University, of all people, that said that the masking and the isolation over the last 2 years did virtually nothing to stop the spread of this thing. little bitty, tiny, infinitesimal, positives, but the most of it was, it really didn't do much. But the more important piece, you talked about oxygen transport in the body, right?
Right.
And, you know, when you have these masks on, you're stopping the transportation of oxygen in the exchange of carbon dioxide out of your body, which is going to cause a greater fatigue pattern.
Sure.
That's just the way it is. So I know you're going to get into this, and it's an exciting program. It's one that, from looking at thyroid function a little differently, looking for adrenal function a little differently, people need to know. But more importantly, they need to know how to fix that chronic pain pattern. They need to, that's causing them to be tired and unmotivated and not wanting to move and so forth. They need to fix, you know, the oxygen transport in their body so everything upregulates. They need to make sure that that thyroid is working and testosterone levels are normalized. Nobody better than, you and our practice to be able to handle that. You know, we got about a minute. What's your final take on all of this?
It's one of those things, I think you definitely have alluded to it, is that it's so commonly prevalent within our culture and kind of all over the world nowadays, but yet it can still be very commonly treated as well, as long as you can look at the whole body, you know, as a whole and understand the intricacies of how all the different organ systems work together. You know, it's definitely something that can be resolved and not something that you just have to live with. It can definitely be treated and be treated effectively if you're able to identify all the pieces. So it's definitely one that everyone can definitely learn from and also resolve.
You know, join us. And again, if you want to redo any of these programs, they're all there waiting for you. Go to RozellRadio.com or simply go to the website, which is more important. Go to DrTomRozell.com. Join us on Facebook. Follow us on, you know, all the social media sites. We're always putting things out there. Those of you who are medical at any level, watch for our ads for something called Leadership to Legacy. That's going to be in June. You're welcome to join us. Again, if you do anything in the healthcare arena, this is a program you don't want to miss. We're going to have some very important people that are going to be there. Some keynotes, some add-ons. We'll tell you as time goes on. We're coming up to that place where we have to say we'll see you next week. And remember, we do this program for one reason only, simply this. We love you all. Bye.